Oi you, it's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
We might
look out, because here I come.
We'd probably have legal
problems. You know, to the beat I drum, I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. You get very uncomfortable when I sing.
No. I do tend to speak in A minor just afterwards and go, No. So it's a very fitting song for this particular topic.
That's why we were singing it.
Plus, we're talking about something that everybody keeps asking us to talk about, which is self-esteem.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this topic because I think we can shed some light on a different way to see it, you know?
Yeah. I think the first thing I feel is really important for people to understand about self-esteem is that there's no such thing as high or low self-esteem.
There's no such thing as high self-esteem. There's no such thing as low self-esteem.
It is absolutely delusional to think that there are people in this world who get around and only have high self-esteem.
Yeah. And so you can't have high self-esteem without also having low self-esteem.
Yeah.
You can't have low self-esteem without also having high self-esteem. So it always balances
out. Yeah, and so they're varying degrees of exactly the same thing.
Mm.
So depending on your environment and what's going on in your environment will and how you pick up on that allows you to esteem yourself in certain ways.
So what is self-esteem? So self-esteem is the degree to which you love yourself.
Yeah. So it's the degree to which you love yourself, meaning you love your loved and your unloved parts.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the degree to which you love your loved and unloved parts. Because we all have things that we love about ourselves, right? That we like about ourselves, that we think is cool. Like, I love my singing.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for you to comment on that, and obviously didn't happen.
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that shit.
But so you can't break
down. I do love your singing. It's just I go into low self-esteem when you sing.
Nice. But anyway, you can't break me down because I love that.
Yeah.
But
that's the lyrics from a song you just listened to.
I know, but that's okay.
So are you going to repeat lyrics from the song all the way through this?
Maybe. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies.
That's also lyrics.
Exactly.
From that, right.
Anyway, the point is that, now I've forgotten my point.
Now you've got low self-esteem.
Anyway, so we all love the things we love about ourselves, right? So that's easy because, you know, you might love being a good dad. I love the fact that, you know, I love my singing. I love that I can hang out with kids. And, like, they're the sorts of things that make me feel full and make me feel like I've got high self-esteem. Yeah. So everybody's
You have to understand, it's not high self-esteem. It's where you esteem yourself the most. It's where you feel the best about yourself
in those moments and in those areas. And then to the same degree I have areas of my life that I don't esteem myself as highly. Can't think of any at the moment. No, I'm joking. I'm not big on politics. I never have been. So if I was to sit in a room of people that were talking politics, I'd be sitting there going, oh, I don't know anything about this. It doesn't interest me. So as a result of that, it could be seen that I have low self-esteem in that area.
Right.
Does that make sense? Give me an area for you.
Well, I definitely, it's funny, I have high self-esteem in the area of dealing with my kids, but when Ange comes around, I drop into low self-esteem. My self-esteem drops because she's very good with the kids, you know. And then if I play with the kids, I can see that affects Ange because Ange is only learning how to play with the kids. So depending on what's going on in the world, you know, and how we pick up on what's happening out here, that determines how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah. So this whole self-esteem business is actually, it's not, one person doesn't just have high or doesn't just have low. They have esteem. They love themselves, or they love their loved parts in certain areas. But there are parts of themselves that they perhaps don't love as much.
Yes.
And the parts of themselves that they don't love as much is where the outside world considers a low self-esteem.
That's right.
Yeah?
That's right.
So oftentimes we'll hear a parent say, can you help my child with their low self-esteem?
Yeah.
Now, when we hear that, what's actually happening there is that...
Well, the parent wants the child to have high self-esteem
in the area of their values.
That's right.
So when you hear a parent saying, my child has low self-esteem, what they're really saying is that in the things that I find important, let's say maths or English as an example, my child doesn't have esteem in those areas.
Right.
But if we were to look, the child would have high self-esteem in the areas of dance or music or creativity or something else, right?
Yeah.
So there's no such thing as high or low self-esteem for the child.
Yeah.
But the parent imposing their values and what they think are important to the child will perceive that child having low self-esteem, because they're only perceiving it in terms of their values, not in terms of what the child values. Because if we were to look... on, you know, Christmas morning, or if we were to look at the child gets total free time to just to do what they want, right?
Yeah.
That child would have high self-esteem in that area.
That's right.
Because they are doing what they love. So this, I mean, a lot of what we talk about comes back down to values, right? Yeah. In terms of values, we have high self-esteem in the area of our highest values.
Yeah.
In the area that most resonates with us.
Well, this is where we feel most important, most joy, most connection, most appreciation, most gratitude, is when we're doing what we love.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I think we also live in a time where parents can wrong themselves, you know, and wrong their parenting, because they want the child to turn out a certain way.
Yeah.
They want the child to be this way. This is how the child is meant to. They don't realize that that's not the child you got.
Yeah.
You're trying to get the child to be a child that they're fucking not.
Yeah, love that's, the child you have, not the child you want.
Yeah, that you want to fucking have.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good time to mention Dr. Shivali's The Conscious Parent there, which is a magic book about this exact point, is that, you know, understand who your child is, because the ride becomes easier for you and them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm struggling a bit at the moment with Lola, right? And Lola is really smart. She's really clever. But you would perceive that she's a bit lazy. You know, she gets distracted really easy. And last night I'm sitting on the couch and I'm trying to get her to read her words. And we're, you know, she's getting upset. Like she got upset. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what is going on here. What's happening in this little kid's little brain that she's not picking up on these words? Like, I know she can read it and nan and hat and sat and Sam. And I know that she can read those words. But one day she can read them, the next day she can't. And I'm like, what is going on here? How do I do this? But I realized, like, just sitting here now, I realized, okay, tonight when I go home and deal with Lola, because all I'm doing then is I'm just compounding her self-esteem. You know, she's feeling in that area not good because I'm trying to impose something on her and I'm not communicating to her in terms of what's important to her.
In terms of what's
important. So if Lola likes distraction, then if I'm going to get her to learn words, I'm going to have to just do it through distraction. So tonight what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home and I'm going to say the word sat, and then she has to act out the action, and then she's got to spell it back to me. So that way I'm getting her involved in her own learning and in a way that is congruent with her values and what she loves.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because if we're not congruent with our values, we feel like we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not intelligent enough.
Yeah.
But the truth about it is that it's because the things that we're talking about, or the things that we're discussing, or it's just not aligned with who we are.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a group, if I'm in a room of people who are talking about politics, I will literally...
I've been in those rooms with you.
You have been in those rooms. And I'll sometimes sit there for a minute or so, but generally I will switch off.
A pool of water.
I'll switch off, or I'll go and find another conversation, because there's no need for me to feel that I just understand that that's not important to me. It's just not what lights my fire, you know. Yeah. Whereas there's certain things that light my fire, and I will feel like inspired by those things. When you're inspired by something, you can't have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So we've talked a little bit about kids, but this is true for adults as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, adults that come to me and say I have low self-esteem, it's because you're trying to do something that's not your value.
And you're trying to do it for someone else.
For somebody else, whether it's boss, whether it's partner, whether it's kids.
And there's huge ramifications for that, because you give up on your own values and dreams and aspirations and adopt the values of another. So you're trying to be two of them, losing you in the process. And that, when you lose yourself, people will start to say to you, hey, you're not yourself. What's wrong? You're not yourself. I can see that you're not yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a worry, because if that becomes a behavior, which becomes a temperament, which becomes a way of life, we then start to get something out of that acknowledgement of people looking at us, and we start to feel, okay, when I'm down or I'm in a state of low self-esteem, then suddenly people are listening to me and I become important and I feel these things. So low self-esteem, the perception of low self-esteem or giving up on my values, allows me to feel something. So if you're going to get a reward for being in a state of what you perceive to be low self-esteem, well, you're going to do more of that. And unless you understand yourself, you know, and unless you understand what you're doing and realize that you can get the same reward by doing what you fucking love, by living your life in accordance with your values, by, you know, doing what just makes your heart beat, by communicating it and expressing it to the world and having the world receive it with inspiration, it's a different animal.
Yeah. So there's ways that we can work on those. Like if somebody is out there feeling that they have low self-esteem, there's ways that you can do something about it. So if you've got low self-esteem in the area of reading, like say for example in terms of the kids,
I can't read. I'm a really, really bad reader.
But if you are reading something, firstly, that inspires you, number one, that's better and it's easier.
Totally.
And then what you've gone and done is you've gone and found a different way to do that so it aligns. So meaning you read what inspires you, but then you choose to do it via audio so that you don't have to feel like you're sitting there and reading a book, right? And in doing that, you are not playing into that whole self-esteem, self-worth thing, I can't read. Does that make sense? And I'm not good enough in that area, because you just find a way to be good enough. You find a way to make it align with your values.
Well, I mean, and there's a great example, is that I did find a way. As a kid, you know, I did find... Everybody has their horror child stories from, shitty teachers. And being told from when I was very young that I was stupid and I'd never be able to read, I gave up. I was like, fuck, okay, cool, good. I won't do that then. And off I went, and I just found another way. Yeah. You know, I found another way to actually learn and study and make a true life, you know, and be able to achieve the things that I wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
So I think it's important, especially with parents that are trying to cram it down the kid's neck. And there has to be a point where you've got to understand, okay, if this is not the way, then that's fine. They will find another way.
Yeah.
And so they will find another way.
Absolutely.
Because as humans, we
adapt. And they'll lead the way to that as well. So firstly, you've got to figure out, okay, what's in line with my values? And then, because what then happens is that we start to love ourselves more.
Right.
Right. So as we are doing things that inspire us and as we are doing things, and I consider myself extremely fortunate in the fact that in what I do in life, I can delegate some of the things that I don't find as inspiring. Does that make sense? I can delegate some of those things because I don't like I don't feel inspired. I don't feel fulfilled in doing certain things.
Yeah.
So I can delegate some of those things,
yeah.
and I then get to do these sorts of things that I love. That I get to.
Yeah, but I mean, you're taking that now kind of to another level, because if people can understand what you're saying there, I think it would be really important and rich for their lives. That what you're saying is that the things that you don't like doing, don't do them. Because they're not inspiring to you. But there's someone out there, if you don't like doing accounting in your business, trust me, we have them in our business.
Yeah.
There are people out there who
love
fucking love counting beans. Yeah. They fucking love it. That's what they do.
So when
they've spent
delegate,
their whole lives doing it. They get a buzz out of reaching the outcome, finding the extra dollar, you know, navigating their way through, helping the client to be able to make the choice that they want to make, being able to find the way for them to be able to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
There are people out there who just absolutely fucking love that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So
where don't put me in front of that stuff. Oh my God. I'm just like,
yeah. Yeah, so that's the point, right? If I was stuck in a position where that's what I would have to do all of the time, I would feel like I had low self-worth, right? So the first thing we want to do is we want to see what we value. We want to delegate some of the things that we don't love, that we don't value.
Right.
And then what happens is that, like I said, we start to love ourselves, because loving ourselves and self-esteem is all about not just loving the parts that we love, but loving the parts that we don't love. And in doing that, it's loving our unloved parts as well. Mm-hmm. In doing that, we start to see ourselves as a whole person. Does that make sense? I am not trying to fix my low self-esteem in the area of politics, because I get that that's balanced out with something else.
Yeah, really,
so
really
I actually don't... Yep. What I mean by that is that...
So you're kind of in the place of, I've really low self-esteem in the area of politics. Thank God.
That's my point. Like, I love that. Like, there's other people out there around to do that.
Now, let's say I was saying to you, hey, Mills, you need to understand this politics thing. I need you to get involved in that. You know, I want you to do that. You would become you had low self-esteem. Yep. If you didn't have the strength to be able to go, that's not my area of expertise.
Absolutely.
And be able to communicate. So let's say you're Mrs. Jones, and Mrs. Jones has been asked to do something that's not in alignment with their values. So Mrs. Jones now is feeling like she's low self-esteem and low self-worth. The way in which you build out of that perceived low self-esteem and perceived low self-worth is actually to be able to communicate to the people around you and delegate correctly and communicate to the person that you're giving up on your values for, that this is not within your value system and it's not something that you want to do. So now what you're doing is you're realizing, hey, this perception of low self-esteem is actually empowering me and enabling me and getting me to step up. And the reason it was annoying me was because I knew better than to let it annoy me.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense? The reason I was angry about it was because I knew better. And now that I know better and I understand, hey, all this thing is asking me to do is articulate my values correctly to the world with inspiration. And when we do that, your message is received with inspiration.
Absolutely.
And there's no more question in that area. It doesn't show up within your sphere of influence or within your field.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you can't add to a person's self-esteem without also adding to their low self-worth.
Yeah.
You can't build something over here without something causing a detriment over here.
Yeah.
So, for example, for you, like, you love this study of personal development, human development, quantum physics, quantum mechanics. Something's got to give in that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that gives in your area is technology. It's like totally.
I have to ring you to work out how to switch on Netflix.
Absolutely. So my point is that you build on your self-esteem in certain areas, but your low self-worth in other areas is going to grow. The point is that when you love all of that, you're able to do exactly what that song says.
That's right.
You know, I am brave to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I had to bring the lyrics in again. My point is that I don't make any apologies. I love who I am. And that includes the things that, you know, I'm happy to show the world, things that, you know, I know inspire me, and the things that I know don't. That's what self-esteem is. Mm. To be able to say, here I am, here I sit. Mm-hmm. This stuff is not me. This stuff is me, but this whole thing is making me who I am. That's what self-esteem is. It's about your ability to love the whole of yourself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, fucking totally. I mean, absolutely. So there's a couple of things there in wrapping it up. I think people need to be able to talk. You know, if there's something that you're doing that you don't love and you're doing it for someone else, you can't have the pleasure of that without the pain of it. It's wise to go and talk to that person that this is something that's affecting who I am.
Yeah.
And it's not one of my strengths. And you can find someone out there that this is one of their strengths, and you can delegate this off to them, but this is not one of my strengths, and it's not building on my inspiration. It's actually building on my low self-worth.
Yeah.
So, and it's important to be able to locate that if you're doing that within your life.
Yeah.
And if you feel as if you've low self-esteem, ask yourself, okay, what is it that you're doing that you're not loving?
Absolutely. Where is it that, you know, because what happens is that when we're not loving it, we end up doing low priority tasks.
Yeah.
So when we're doing low priority tasks, we're not inspired, not fulfilled. And this is where that whole accounting thing comes in. For me, it's not my thing. I delegate that to somebody else. And that, for that person, that's their highest priority task. They love it. But for me, it's a low priority task. If I can delegate that to somebody, then I can sit here and focus on what inspires me. If you're not in a position at this point to delegate all of those tasks, what you do is you find out how those tasks are going to help you to do the things that you love. So if I, because there was a time where I wasn't in a position to delegate perhaps some of my accounting stuff. So I'd sit down and do it and go, okay, in me doing this, this is assisting me to get to this point. And therefore, I get that it's connected to what it is that I'm here to do, what it is that I love to do.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know, I'm just going to challenge that, because there is, I've never ever seen a situation that a person did not have around them the person to take up the low priority task, that loved that low priority task greater than they did. And I think the difficulty is that we still have a loyalty to hanging on to it.
That's true, because at the time I could have delegated it and I didn't.
And you would have found someone that fucking loved it. And it would have. They're always there. It's conservation of energy. You know, nothing lost, nothing gained. There's, you know, energy only ever transfers. There's nothing, there's no great big bin in the ethos full of missingness. Everything is there that we require.
Yeah.
And it's about stopping and going, okay, who's the person? This is how we build organizations. This is how we build huge corporations, huge businesses. Who is the person that is around me that would love doing this stuff? You know, when I'm faced with something that I don't want to do, it's the first thing that goes through my mind.
Okay, who is around me? Who's around me
that would fucking love this? And I would say to you guys, okay, there's somebody around us that would love to do this, that this is right up their alley. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's always there, dude.
Absolutely.
Always there.
So what's the area of your highest self-esteem, would you say?
Area of my highest self-esteem would be, I don't know. I think it would be in being a father. I've pretty high self. I'm a pretty good dad. I love being a father. I'm very conscious about how I deal with my kids. And I love the fact that I've become a kid as a result of having kids. You know, like I'm going BMXing tonight. You know, I'm going BMXing with all the kids, and so we're all getting racing BMXs and helmets, and this is what we do. You know, on Saturday I'll go bowling. You know, I'm going drifting with the kids on the weekend in the cars. You know, we're going drifting on a drifting track. You know, my kids are 2, 7, and 6, and 8. You know, that's 2, 6, and 8, not 7. And but I really have excelled in the field of being a father. I think also in terms of building, and I love building and constructing homes and properties and all that sort of stuff. I just love renovating and dealing with builders and helping.
But see, even as you talk about it, you light up. Yeah. You know, and if, as you talk about properties and as you talk about kids, love you just light up.
Love it.
Yeah. Cool.
And you?
Me, I love, I think what lights me up the most, I love this and I love talking about stuff. I love teaching in any format. I was born to be a teacher. So whether that's talking to someone or just in any way, writing or whatever and teaching, I love that. And kids, like I just love hanging about with kids. I think that just makes me feel full. So that's definitely one of the areas of my highest self-esteem. True. You know my lowest, which is politics.
Yeah. I don't know what my lowest is. My lowest might be I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be technology. It might be that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
appeal to you.
No.
You want it working.
Yeah.
Like, and you
I want it. I have to make Jay and Mel, they're the hippies. And they're, you know, Jay is just, he's got this long beard and long hair, and he always wears flares.
He's lovely, though. He's a lovely, lovely guy.
He is my old man. My dad just loves him. Like, just picks up the phone and Jay turns up any time to get shit done. But Jay is just this, like, he's just this technology freak. Like, I can come in and say, Jay, I need to do this. And he'll go, yep, I'll come back 2 hours later and it'll be all done. And be like, Jesus. Like, he's just a freak with it.
Yeah.
You know, he's very high up one of the telly companies here in Australia.
Cool.
All right.
I love that. Can I finish off by singing?
Sure, go.
This is me. That wasn't really singing. No, I just wanted just
that was more like croaking.
I just wanted just to say, this
like,
is me.
It was more like you had something caught in your throat.
You really need to watch that movie. Thank you.
This is me. I thought you were actually going to do a fart. I thought you were farting.
No, I wasn't.
Is me.
You should watch the movie. It's so cool. You should.
Yeah, I should. I'll never be able to get that 2 hours of my life back.
You're making assumptions about it.
Yeah,
and you will love it when you see it. Anyway, done. Self-esteem. It's a good topic.
Yep.
Good topic.